Carlos Garbello wants to be the Republican who wins the primary and runs against Democratic Congressman Joe Garcia for a South Dade House seat. On Monday, the Miami-Dade school board member got as big an endorsement as he could have asked for. Former Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney stood up for him during an afternoon event at a South Kendall bakery. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Rick Stone was there.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, Romney's got to go.
Say what?
A dozen demonstrators circled the parking lot outside the Vicky Bakery. At their center, Juan Carlos Cuba, a county Democratic official, said Romney's appearance was all voters need to know about Carlos Garbello.
It just shows that there are two peas in a pod.
Inside the bakery, Romney said his mission was clear.
And I'm here to do one thing, and that is to officially endorse Carlos
Thank you.
For the United States Congress.
The former candidate and Massachusetts governor said Garbello is what the founding fathers had in mind. A man of his community with a deep understanding of how the economy creates jobs. Garbello, facing four primary opponents, including former Congressman David Rivera on August 26th, said he favors slowing the growth of Social Security and Medicare, and he talked about how immigration reform should begin with the Central American refugee children at the U.S. southern border.
We must do the best we can to quickly and delicately return all their children to their homes in their countries of origin.
But Romney was the main attraction. He said he was there for just one thing, endorsing Garbello, and not to talk about whether he'll run for president again.
No, I'm not doing that, but I can tell you it's nice to be out campaigning and to see friends again, shake hands.
Garbello said his plan is to serve with honor and without scandal, and to be at last a congressman that his South Dade district could be proud of. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
Attorney General Pam Bondi convened the first meeting of the Statewide Council on Human Trafficking Monday in Tallahassee. The group brings together lawmakers, state agency heads, prosecutors, law enforcement officers, and experts in health, education, and social services. According to Bondi, Florida has the third highest number of calls in the country to the National Human Trafficking Hotline. She says the council will improve collaboration with existing state and local partnerships.
We have multiple ideas, and again, it's got to be an all-hands-on-deck approach. We have to bring, everybody has to work together.
Well, as state officials have become more aware of the scope of trafficking, they've taken steps to fight it and to help the victims. In the past year, Bondi's office has started working with semi-truck drivers to spot potential human trafficking victims at truck stops, while also training emergency room doctors on what to look for when a possible human trafficking victim comes to the ER. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.